Good. Let's talk about neuro-linguistic programming. You know, we're one of the largest purveyors of NLP in the world. And there are a lot of people that teach neuro-linguistic programming. Even though we're one of the largest, we don't have a very large percentage, so to speak, but we are one of the largest. And I'd like to reinvent the field, because I see a lot of people out there on the internet and so forth and so on, taking trainings, advertising trainings. And a lot of those trainings are about how to manipulate people better, or how to get people to do what you want.
So what he says, how to have power over somebody else.
My opinion is that NLP, timeline therapy and hypnosis, are not, we're on slide 11, are not a do-to process, but a do-with process. You know, I've actually had a client come to me, and she says, you know what, Ted, I'd like to lose weight. I said, good. Well, I've worked with a lot of clients, and I think we can produce some results. She said, but, here's the but, but I don't want to stop eating anything particularly. I don't want to go on a diet. I don't even want to worry about it. I just want to have the pounds fall off me magically, and there's nothing that I want to do about it. That's the worst kind. And she says, but I'm here so you can do it to me.
That's the worst type of client.
That's the worst kind of client. You have to understand, NLP is not a process where you're going to do anything to someone. The process is a do-with process. I'll just go through the metaphor. The metaphor here is in the word induction. Induction, this is a diagram of two copper coils, as rudimentary as it is. It was the best I could do in PowerPoint. And you have an AC current coming in one side. If you induce a current in one side, the coil will induce a current in the other side. That's the basis of a transformer. You know? Now, the word induction is used in that case, and so what does induction mean? I'd like to define NLP and hypnosis, for that matter, as the induction of a profound change in the state of consciousness of a client through a cooperative flow of energy and ideas. Now, this implies rapport, and this implies that you're not going to do anything to someone. Does that make sense? If you're thinking of NLP as a do, and people say it, do it to me all the time. I hear this in NLP all the time. You read it on the internet, you know. What they say is, do it to me. Just do it to me, and the truth is, that's not what it's about. You know, Jay Haley and Gregory Bateson early on in the field had a great debate about the use of power in psychotherapy, and there are a lot of people that talk about personal power. Personally, I'm not into personal power. As on that side of it, I'm far more into how do you get into rapport with your client. Because if you define NLP, and hypnosis for that matter, as a do-with process, if you define NLP and hypnosis for that matter as a do-with process, then what does that require? It requires rapport. And the neat thing about rapport is, here's the neat thing about rapport. When you're in rapport with someone else, they're in rapport with you. And when they're in rapport with you, they trust you. But when you're in rapport with them, that changes your behavior, because then there's a trusting and a caring that exists there that doesn't exist without rapport.
So we're into personal power into a different way. We're into giving the client back his or her personal power to do the changes and the transformations they thought before they are unable to do by themselves.
That's fabulous. And I have to say, honestly, can I just say something? Can I confess something? When I went to take NLP trainings with some of the other folks in NLP, I watched them up on stage, and I was really impressed with who they were. And I thought, gee, these guys are magnificent. But I left those trainings sometimes feeling less for who I was. Our intention here, by the way, is to have you be totally magnificent, for you to actualize your magnificence while you're here this week, for you to totally... So, it's not for us to look great. And we'll talk about this when we get to trainer's training. It's not for us to look great. It's for you to discover the power inside you. You're not here for us to look great. By the way, we hope to look absolutely as best we can. But that's not the reason we're up there. We're up there so that you can experience the magnificence and the power inside you.
So at the end of this training, when you leave, you have the belief in how good you are. And you take that with you for the rest of your life.
That's what's important to us in this concept, in this idea, yeah? So we'd like to reinvent NLP so that it becomes a do-with process. which implies, I think, a change in the state of consciousness, which, where we say, okay, rapport is one of the key issues.